Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the post-game mini podcast. I am Eric Kane. Austin Price and Matt Ray are joining me. Tennessee falls on the road between the hedges here at Georgia, 31-17. And this post-game mini podcast presented by our friends over at GBO Snacks, the official licensed snack at Tennessee Athletics. Whether you're hungry on a road trip or just need a little pick-me-up, we'll need one of those tomorrow morning, guys. And we're heading back to Knoxville. GBO Snacks are the perfect choice to satisfy that Rocky Top craving. The Vols bars are made with toasted oats, almonds, 100% real chocolate. Just the right amount of protein to satisfy that afternoon hunger. Ideal grab and go as well. So with every purchase, GBO Snacks, you're contributing to UT Athletics as the proceeds from every sale go directly to support those amazing student athletes. Again, GBOsnacks.com, GBOsnacks.com. All right. Not the outcome anybody here wanted. Tennessee now falls into a very, log jam-ish potential 10-2 type teams there in terms of the college football playoffs. You lose this game. You won this game. You had a real chance going to Atlanta for the first time since 07. But Austin's more the same, right? You go on the road. It feels like every time there's a big one on the road, you drop it. Penalties were an issue tonight. I don't think that it disrupted to the point that they couldn't find offensive rhythm like it was in 2022. But still, you couldn't find sustained rhythm. End of the day, it was a really, really bad night for the defense.
Yeah, defense wasn't good enough. Defensive line got no pressure. Carson Beck, was he even touched all night?
Carson Beck looked like the Carson Beck entering the season that everybody was saying. But it's easy to do that when you get no pressure.
When you have no pressure. Sit back there, you said, what, bacon cookies? You made the comment. It's so true, though. They couldn't even sniff it. It was unbelievable considering the Georgia offensive line coming into the game had gotten just torched last week by Ole Miss's defensive line. And so – but Tennessee's going to have to figure some things out. It wasn't just the defensive line, though. Yeah, they gave them plenty of time, and the secondary can only cover so long. But then there was plenty of times where he took a three-step drop and just tossed it to Oscar Delp or whoever else. Georgia lost Dylan Bell in this football game. He didn't play the second half.
And he drilled Tennessee a season ago.
At the end of the day, Tennessee led 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. And it was tied 17-17 at the half. And you lost by two touchdowns, 31-17. You didn't score in the second half. And, Matt, that second half, it's going to be something that we do an autopsy on. It just wasn't very good on either side of the ball. But I did think, on the whole, Tennessee didn't move the ball between the 20s on Georgia more than they have at any point during the Josh Heupel / Kirby Smart, now four-year era coaching against each other. But, it just still didn't score any points in the second half.
Matt, here's the issue for me in that second half. The game shrunk. You know why? Georgia had four offensive possessions. They scored two touchdowns, they punted once, and then they ran the clock out to end the game. On those two touchdown drives, 12 plays, 87 yards, 722. The other one, 12 plays, 92 yards, 621. They shrunk the game in Tennessee. You know what they did in the second half? Punt, 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 downs.
Yeah, that was the story of the night, right? Tennessee couldn't get off the field defensively when it needed to, and that's been the backbone of this team for the duration of this season, is making plays defensively when you needed to. Carson Beck, very clean all night long. I think when you look at it, and if you're Tennessee and you go back and look at it, this is one of those games where you're going to want some things back, I thought Boo Carter looked like a freshman at times tonight for the first time in a few weeks.
Still made some plays.
Yeah, he still made some plays. He still made some plays. He had a big punt return in the first half, but Georgia kind of picked on him with Dominic Lovett a little bit. Georgia was able to do some things out on the edge that really gave Tennessee a fit, took some shots, hit some 50-50 balls, and got Oscar Delp matched up against Will Brooks, and I think that was a favorable matchup.
Yeah.
You said it in the 2-minute drill. Oscar Delp, a guy that came into the season with pretty high expectations, from the folks here in Athens, and hadn't really lived up to them yet. Tonight, he made some big plays. Tennessee busted, a couple coverages, especially one, there in the second quarter. You had Idris Farouk in the game, and first time he's played any real meaningful minutes, mm-hmm. And it looked like there was at least some kind of miscue there. Don't know that it was exactly him, but he was involved in it. Again, some things you can clean up, but overall, for Tennessee, you just ran out of gas. It felt like.
You brought up Boo Carter, Austin, or Matt, and Austin, when he had that was a 23-yard punt return, whatever it was. You know, I thought he had a good chance of scoring on that play, but when Tennessee, he set him up at like, you know, it was plus side of the 50. It was really good field position. I remember sitting there and saying, okay, Tennessee's got to score on this. If you settle for three, it's going to come back to bite you. And, I mean, certainly Tennessee lost by two touchdowns. But, you know, at that point in the game, Tennessee had scored a touchdown, had already punted. But you had a 7-0 lead. You had a chance to really, really kick it in a high drive there. You settle for a field goal. Career-long 52-yarder from Max Gilbert in a place like this. Good for him. But that was kind of another example of a letdown. But ultimately, the defense, again, you didn't lose this game by four. You lost this game by 14.
You lost this game because you could not finish drives and you could not, you know, do anything defensively that would cause them any kind of consternation. Like, it was just, there was no pressure. People were, you know, running open after, you know, several seconds of being able to stand back there. Like, when you can't get off the field, and how many times did we see that? This was the first time all year where you felt like the defense looked like it did the last year or two, where, you know, Tennessee would not be able to get off the field. Teams had guys running open. Defensive line was able to get no pressure. It's frustrating because I don't know, like, when is the next time you're going to come to Athens, lead at the end of the first quarter, have a tie ball game at halftime, and, you know, Georgia's so pedestrian from a playmaking standpoint. I mean, running backs, you know, they didn't have really any kind of game changers at running backs. I didn't think they had any kind of real game changers at receiver, but they were able to get guys open just because the offensive line just dominated. They dominated Tennessee's defensive line. And for a group that, you know, talks about being on a mission and you know, plays with such pride tonight, like, you know, they got to go back to the drawing board and you know, kind of figure some things out, because tonight they weren't very good. And, you know, it's not the whole reason Tennessee lost, but at the same time, you know, when you couldn't get off the field in the second half, I mean, Georgia, the perfect example was the last drive for Georgia. I mean, they just took it and ran the clock out, basically, for all intents and purposes.
Two drives in the second half where they held it for 14 minutes. And, yeah, I mean, that's – defensive line is not the only reason Tennessee lost this game, but it is a big reason. Secondary was bad, and that's all tied in. I do want to make this abundantly clear, at least from my stance. I don't want to speak for you guys. Tennessee didn't lose this game because of officiating. Fans, you know, will have opinions, and certainly there were some bad calls in there. Josh Heupel is where I'm getting at here, Matt. Actually, let me ask this to Austin. You weren't in there. I'm sorry. AP, Josh Heupel was not pleased.
Well, he wasn't pleased. Listen, yeah. At the end of the day, you're right. Tennessee didn't lose this game because of officiating. Officiating gets bad on both sides. I mean, Tennessee had a few holds that weren't called on them when they, you know, held Georgia players. Same thing. Now, the two things that Heupel were asked about was the face mask. There was different angles of that. There was one angle that kind of you thought maybe he did grab it. Either way, that is what it is. The 12 men on the field, I thought that was a trash call because Georgia did substitute late, and you normally have to give Tennessee time to get on and off the field. Well, Tennessee does what they always do. The guy that's coming off the field
takes
his sweet time.
And they do it every
game.
And
they allowed – they went ahead. The official kind of just said, okay, and let him snap the ball. He didn't stand over the center like he normally does. He went ahead after just a few seconds and bolted out. And then, you know, they tried to tell Jackson, well, you got to move. I didn't like how Jackson Moy had to come in there, and because clearly somebody had seen something on Twitter or whatever, you know, somebody calling him lazy. Listen, at the end of the day, they're coached to do that because when a team substitutes late like that, Tennessee can take their time to substitute back, which can cause them to get a delay of game penalty. And in this instance, Jackson Moy was coached to do something. So as a fan, don't understand, like, that's not Jackson Moy being lazy. That's Jackson Moy being coached to do that. Yeah. And so, you know, don't tweet at that kid. like, listen, man, they got their butts kicked tonight.
Yeah.
That instance, I didn't like how he had to come in there and defend himself because clearly he had got on his phone and saw people calling him lazy or whatever else. That just bothered me because, they're coached to do that because the other team substituted late. For whatever reason, the officials allowed – them to go ahead and snap the ball while they were still substituting off, and, you know, they got called for that 12th man on the field on what would have been a stop and a forced field goal attempt.
Yeah.
At that point, instead, Georgia's able to score and take, you know, a 7-point lead there in the second half. So, you know, again, the officiating not good on both sides. you know, Tennessee dealt with some really tough ones tonight. You know, but again, that's not why Tennessee lost the game. Tennessee lost the game for all the reasons we just outlined for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, several other very close plays. Of course, you had the Dylan Bell. Was it an incomplete pass? Was it a fumble? You had the
Oscar Delp. Oscar Delp's, when he got hit by Will Brooks, did Will Brooks get that, make that hit after he had established control and had 2 feet down? That's one they didn't review, but it certainly could have been.
Yeah, and I was shocked that they didn't review that. So there's a lot of plays like that. But, I mean, again, this was a defensive game that Tennessee didn't play very well in. Tennessee allowed 4 rushes exceeding 10 yards of Georgia. Tennessee allowed 11 pass plays that exceeded 15 yards or more. You want to know where Tennessee was offensively? I thought offensively, Matt, Tennessee was okay, but they didn't have the explosive plays. 1 pass play, Matt, that Tennessee exceeded 15 yards, only 4 run plays that Tennessee had 10 yards or more. I thought the defense, again, it wasn't great. It did move the ball a little bit. It had more success in the run game than it has under Josh Heupel in this game. But what you welcome back to the offense last week against a poor Mississippi State defense, that was the explosive plays. You didn't have enough tonight.
Yeah, you didn't have enough tonight. Dylan Sampson, he continues to be Dylan Sampson, man. I mean, a little over 5 yards of carry tonight. You know, I thought he did a lot by himself at different times. I mean, there's a play down there before the Miles Kitzelman touchdown. You're running, you know, buck sweep outside. He cuts it up, makes C.J. Allen miss, darts back inside, looks like he's lost in a pile. Suddenly he darts back inside again, and he's at the 1-yard line, and Tennessee set up, you know, in prime position, you know, to get in there and let Miles Kitzelman jump over the line and score. But, you know, as much as you talk about these different things for Tennessee, it seems like, you know, you start looking at some of these road losses, be it Arkansas or you know, wherever it is, versus road wins, Tennessee's receivers have struggled to make those big explosives on the road. You know, at different times, you beat Oklahoma earlier in the year. Dante Thornton has a big explosive there at the end of the
– Had a big drop tonight.
Had a big drop tonight. You know, it's just – Overall, I mean, I thought the operation was better at times tonight. I thought they handled the crowd noise better at times.
Had a couple, you had one, I think there was 2, but I know one specifically, 3rd and short, a procedural penalty. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But in 2022, it was all game.
Yeah, I mean, in 2022, it was a train wreck from that standpoint. So, I mean, I thought, you know, from that point, Nico was in full command tonight in terms of that side of things.
I thought, and Eric said this, I thought – and you're right. I thought Tennessee's penalties tonight, I mean, they're no different than the penalties that Neyland forces, you know, with the loud crowd. I didn't think it debilitated Tennessee, you know, like, you know, as you guys referenced. Tennessee was able to stay in fairly good rhythm. Dylan Sampson is fantastic, by the way. He's at 1,250 yards.
Yep.
22 touchdowns now?
21. 21. But 1,250 yards. He had 1,129 coming in. He's at 1,230. I'm bad at math. He had 101 tonight, and then he had 1129 coming in. So he's at 1230 yards, 134 yards, pretty sure. I think the record's 1364 from, you know, Travis Stevens' single season rushing record. I mean, this guy continues to just, you know, make something out of nothing. And, you know, I think in a perfect world, you know, next week, you get him a little bit of work just because, and then you get him out of there. And same thing, honestly, with Nico. I mean, I think next week against UTEP, Gaston Moore ought to be throwing around a lot.
Yep. And one that probably will just kind of get lost in the shuffle tonight, I thought Peyton Lewis made some plays for Tennessee. You know, caught a pass out of the backfield, had some really nice runs.
Yeah.
Kind of patience for a freshman in a big setting, set his runs up pretty nicely at different times. I thought to come into this game and play the way that he did, I thought that was a nice bright spot for Tennessee tonight.
No, I agree. I'll need to go back and watch it tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure, and Dylan Sampson too, some things in pass pro that you'd expect.
See, it feels like we can say that every week, win or loss.
But to your point, I think he had some nice run. He had a really good drive there. I think it was in the second quarter where he looked really good.
Yeah.
By the way, it's 1464. So he's 230 yards away.
Yeah. So, Dylan Sampson, again, to your point, just doing his thing. 101 yards, one touchdown, 19 carries. And unfortunately, Tennessee follows in the same similar pattern down here, or at least in the series, following by two touchdowns here in Sanford Stadium, 31-17, the final score. So, again, there's going to be a lot of people talking this or that. You know, one thing that I'm clinging on to from the committee that seems to flip-flop and, you know, decide on what's important one week and what's important the next week. I mean, they continue to say who you lose to matters and how you lose. Sure, Tennessee lost by two touchdowns, not great, but this wasn't a blowout, and this wasn't – I mean, I guess it depends on what you think a blowout is. Wasn't a blowout, in my opinion, and this is a pretty good football team. So we'll see what happens, but Tennessee's going to be in that logjam of potential 10-2 teams. We'll see, you know, who wins, you know, what Tennessee does from here on out, but – it's just kind of the way you are right now. You do not control your own destiny any longer, but it is still not over, and there's still football to be played. We're going to continue to break it all down right here at VolQuest.com. We'll have plenty of reaction from this loss here in Athens as we continue on through a Saturday night into Sunday morning. Tons of stuff as we get ready for Senior Day coming up and the UTIP game, all that and more over at VolQuest.com. Do want to give a shout-out to our friends over at GBO Snacks for being the presenting sponsor of this mini podcast. Go to gbosnacks.com, gbosnacks.com. Your money will go directly to supporting the Tennessee student athletes. That is gbosnacks.com. For Matt Ray, Austin Price, I'm Eric Kane. For the final time here on a Sunday morning, Tennessee falls 31-17 at Georgia.